Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Some quote Paul's exhortation to Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth," in an attempt to encourage men to read it and peruse its pages diligently. They will often tell us that the Lord is impressed when men apply themselves to such study, and by doing so they can rejoice in the knowledge that they obtain thereby, even gaining discernment by the process. We would certainly never discourage men from reading and studying the Scriptures, but this particular verse is not about that sort of study. Rather, the study, that is, give diligence, is in the working out of that salvation which the Lord has worked in. A man cannot become approved by the operation of his flesh in any endeavor. Rather, those that are approved unto God demonstrate that fact as they are given an understanding of the truth which is found in the Word of God. This is a fulfillment of that which the Lord promised when He said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you." The phrase "word of truth" is found four times in the New Testament. When the Scriptures use this phrase, they're always pointing to Christ. No expression of absolute truth can be had which does not speak of Jesus Christ. We're certain that the Bible is absolutely true. However, it is not in itself, as a book, the word of truth. Neither is that which is spoken by preachers and teachers, however accurately set forth, the word of truth. There is a necessary ingredient which cannot be supplied by men, which makes the spoken word or written word the word of truth. This ingredient is the operation of the Spirit of God to apply that and cause men to hear it. We see this illustrated on the day of Pentecost as the Lord miraculously caused men to hear the word of God. "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." The results of this hearing were manifested as the Lord sent Peter to declare the gospel in no uncertain terms. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" It is impossible that a man can hear the gospel without the operation of the word of truth applied by the Spirit of God upon his mind. We do not wish to minimize the glorious blessing that is brought to the sons of men through the preaching or declaration of the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. Yet we would want to put that preaching in its proper context as that which is sent by the Lord to those who have already been enabled to hear. We don't suppose that every individual who was under the sound of Peter's voice had the Spirit to fall upon them. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Rather, those who heard the word of truth are meant. Faith is applied through hearing rather than preaching. The word of truth must be rightly divided, that is, dissected accurately. Christ must be seen, that is, the word of truth is to be dwelt upon. Regardless of how much of the Scriptures a man might know and or teach, if Christ Jesus and Him crucified is not discovered and proclaimed, then the word of truth is not rightly divided. The Pharisees devotedly studied the Bible, but they could not see Christ therein. Thus they were bereft of the word of truth. "I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you." The word of truth, along with the power of God and His righteousness, are inseparably linked. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Wherever you find the word of truth, you will see a demonstration of the power of God unto salvation. He is a sword and shield of His people, as He brings them from darkness unto light. Where you find the word of truth, you will also discover a people who claim no righteousness but His. "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." The sons of God are born again by the word of truth. How else could those dead in trespasses and sins ever embrace this word of truth? Do you love the word of truth?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.